Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin, Omer Aleph on the top. Uminayin Sheba Ono. Zogt Rashi, Yehei Vidui Zeh. That means, it started off, Ono Hashem, Chotosi Ovisi Poshati. And then, Ono Bashem, Kaper Noho, Ba'avoy Nois. So there's two parts to the Ono. There's the Ono on the Kaper Noho, La'avoy Nois. That we're not bothered why it says Ono. Ono is a Lashon Tvila. So, something that's a Lashon Tvila. So he's saying a Tvila, Ono, Kaper Noho. We should have a Kapora. Masha'enken, Ono on Vidui, Fekdi Gemara, Uminayin Sheba Ono Zagrashi, Yeh Vidui Zeh. On the Vidui part, on the Ono Hashem, like the Teshonim, like Teshonim brought Yerushalmi. One is Ono Hashem and one is Ono Bashem. Ono Bashem is a Tvila that he be mispalled with the Shema Mefarish. But on the Vidui, where do we find the Lashon of Ono? Where do you find such a precedent? A Lashon of Ono that's relevant to Vidui. A Lashon Tvila. As I said, Teshonim says as follows. Malalon ba'ono vim toimar. Tati ono manolon yesh loimar. De basel oi tzorchko. There's no question on the second ono on kapeno. Shu Lashon Tvila. In Ami Lishon Dekro, we find in the Pesukim a Lashon of Ono on kapora. Why? Lishon Dekro, ono Hashem oishiyono, ono sono lefesha avdi. Avakame dein a Lashon Tvila. By Vidu, it's not a Lashon Tvila. So tzorchko. We need a makor. That's how the Teshonim learns. Enter the Gemara. Nema kan kapora, venema lahalon b'chayriv kapora. Meaning, you're starting off and you're saying, Ono Hashem chotosi ovisi poshati. And over here, it says kapora. It says kapeno. So just like over here, nema kan kapora, venema lahalon b'chayriv kapora. What's chayriv? Zogt Rashi, but a maisa eagle. It says, Uloi achapro bat chataschem. We found a Lashon Kapora by the eagle. When Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for Kol Yisrael. Ma lahalon ba'ono. Just like over there was ba'ono. Because it says over there, Ono choto ha'om hazeh. Means Kol Yisrael sinned. So afkan ba'ono. So male over here, it's ba'ono. That's the answer. The reason why it's ba'ono is because we learn out from Chayr v'maise eagle. Just like by Maise eagle, it says, Uloi achapro. And over there, it's ba'ono choto ha'om hazeh. So male over here also it's ba'ono. Uminayin shebeshem. So we answer the honor part. How do we know that you say honor Hashem? Where do we see that the honor goes together with the Shem Hashem? Zogmola nema kan kapora nema be egla rufa kapora. Egla rufa is also pash of kapora. By egla rufa it says kapel amch Yisrael asha padisa Hashem. Over there it says a padisa Hashem. So just like over there it says kapora and it's with the Shem Hashem. By egla rufa mala halon b'shem. It says asha padisa Hashem afkan b'shem. So likewise over here, meaning by the vidui, it's Bashem. How do we know it's Bashem? How do we know it's Ba'ono from Moshe Rabbeinu by the Ma'is Egel? How do we know it's that's Ba'ono? How do we know it's Bashem? Bashem, you know from Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa it says Kaper Kaper, and over there it says Ashapadis Hashem. So over there it's also Bashem. So the two limudim are. Moshe Rabbeinu by the Chet Egel is the honor part, and the Shem part is Egla Rufa. Now, we don't learn it out, Mepharshim speak out, we don't learn it out from Yosef, where it says, Ono Sono Pesha Chechem Chatosom, by the Achim, when they went to him after Yaakov's Ptira, because number one, either that was before Matan Torah, or more than that, over there, it's an Ono that's Ben Odom L'Sheni, Ben Odom L'Chaveroi. Mashenke, we're discussing places of the Eibishter. Moshe Rabbeinu to the Eibishter is by Chorev, or the video over here is to the Eibishter. So by the Eibishter, we need a makor of an honor, which would not suffice of between Yosef and the Achim, this Achim and Yosef. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Bishleim Chorev me'egla rufa liyalef. Meaning, I understand why we don't learn out Chorev from Egla Rufa that Moshe Rabbeinu was B'Shem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, after all, was by the Eagle. That's Chorev. Egla Rufa is afterwards. That's a parasha that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. About it, it's a Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Torah. But Lemaise, it wasn't given yet. So you can't say, learn out a binyan av from something that doesn't exist yet. So Bishleima, Chayre me'egla rufa le'yalef, ma'ida hava hava. Zog Rashi, ma'ida hava hava. Bishleima, Chayre me'egla rufa le'yalef, lo'im ashi Hashem, shom askos Hashem. That by the Maise Egel, there was no Shem Hashem, and you can't say, learn from egla rufa, because ma'ida hava hava. Kvar over. The Efshalachzor. Moshe Rabbeinu can backtrack now and say, okay, now let me add on a shame because We find by Egla Rufa, the honor with the shame. The Moshe Rabbeinu is before, my dahava hava. Taisa Shonim learns a little different. Zok Taisa Shonim, my dahava hava, kloimar, Moshe omar tfiloi k'moshe chofetz. And the Siach Yitzchak explains, he says as follows. He says, when you speak to someone, ponim al ponim, so you're not maskish shmoi. So Moshe Rabbeinu was ponim al ponim, pel pel dabe boy. So my dahava hava, meaning Moshe omar tfiloi k'moshe chofetz, he was speaking to the Eibishter, ponim al ponim. So you're not gonna say b'shem Hashem. It's a chiddush obviously because Moshe, you can talk to someone in third person too. But the state over here, k'moshe chofetz, that's the Siach Yitzchak learned. It was ponim upon him. Rashi learns differently. Rashi says it can't learn a binyan from something that happens later. You can't backtrack. It didn't happen yet, and after it happened, so then you can't be matzach now with shame on something that took place earlier. So different taitche ma'ida hava. Zog the Gemara. So bishlei mechayiv me'egla rufa le'yalev. You can't say shame by Moshe Rabbeinu because might have hava. Ella egla rufa tele michayiv. Egla rufa is after chayiv. So why do you not learn out that egla rufa should be be'ono? Egla rufa don't say honor. It says kapel amchisa shapris Hashem. We learn kapora that it's b'shem Hashem. But why didn't you learn that the egla rufa should have been be'ono? From where? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Over there it says kapir. But Moshe Rabbeinu it says. And it says, "Ono chota amazeh." So why you learn egg la rufa from chayiv that is shviba ono? Zok the Gemara bechite mochanami. Maybe taka egg la rufa is with an ono. Egg la rufa is with an ono. Maybe it is. Maybe it's ono kapil amcha. Asher padis Hashem. Zok the Gemara v'tanan. We know not like that. Hakohanim oimrim. It says clearly the kahanim say. Soitim and Vav, it's brought down. Kaper la Amcha Yisrael, vilu ba'ono loikomar. Don't say ono. Zog demo kasha. It's like a kasha. Why do we not learn that Egla Rufa is ba'ono? Because it should be learned that from Pasha of Chayiv, from Moshe Rabbeinu Bachayiv. More blabs the kasha. Kasha not a tiufta. Kasha could be answered. Zog demo.
It's only Safa Gaver by Egla Rufa. You don't know for sure that he'd killed him. It's only a suffix. That chain came by Egel, we know we did an Avera.
Okay, so but we see you learn kaper, and by Egel Rufa it says Shem Hashem. So what's the problem in saying an honor by a suffix? You're saying Shem Hashem by a suffix, so why can't you say an honor by a suffix? There's differences between them, correct? But you're saying Shem Hashem, so you can't say honor. Zog di Gemara, Vehein oinin achov. We learn out that when they hear the Shem HaMefoyrish or Shem Shel Dalet Oisius, not Ba'adnas, the Oinim Achov, Bo Shem Kavod Machus Eloilam Voed. Zog the Gemara similarly, Tanya Rabbi Yoimer, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, Hove Goydla Lekeinu. Meaning, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro, when I say the Abish's name, Hove Goydla Lekeinu, you bring a Goydla Lekeinu. So this is really the Makar. That they said Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alon Vod during the Shem Hashem. Now this is not, this is Mehilchus, when you hear the Shem Hashem Farish, the Lashon Rama means by the Avoida, that you have to be, say Baruch Shem all throughout. So to be wild from the beginning of the Shem Farish till the end of it. That's when you say, you're Mishtach when you say Baruch Shem. Omer LaMoshe, here the Gemara says as follows, another limud. Omer LaMoshe L'Yisrael, B'shosh Hadi Maskish Moshe Kodesh Baruch Hu, Atem Hovu Goydel, meaning you say the Goydel, which is the Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alon, like we're saying now. That's one limud. Zok Gemara, another limud, and that's a different lomd, is the second limud. Chanyayim ben Achi, Rabbi Shua Omer, Zeche Tzadik Livrocha. Meaning, Zeche Tzadik Livrocha, Omelem Novel Yisrael, B'shosh Ani Maske Tzadik Olomim, when I mention Tzadik Olomim, the Eibush Tzadik Olomim, so Atem Tenu Brocha, you bring a Brocha, you give a Brocha. Oh, now, this is another makar, Zeche Tzadik Livrocha. What I meant, another limud is, actually, the Gemara in Brochas Chof Aleph. Over here, the Gemara learns out from Kishem Hashem Ekro, V'gol L'Lekenu, this is the makar that you say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus L'Olam, Vo'ed, while the Shem HaMefarish is mentioned. K'shani Maskeh Shemoy Shekosh Baruch Hu, Atem Hove Goydel, you say Baruch Shem. The Gemara in Brochas derives from here that Rashi over there said, there's really a sugi over there. Number one, there's a Raya, the Gemara says, that Minayin LeBichas HaTorah, They definitely make a brachas Torah when you learn Torah, because kishem Hashem echo. When you say shem Hashem, Torah is shem Hashem. So meila hovu goyla lekenu, you have to bring a goyla first, which is a brachas Torah. That's the Gemara in Brachas Chaf Aleph. Rashi over there says that kishem Hashem echo. That means when you say Hashem's name, when the bracha is being said, you have to answer amen. So that din is a different lomdus. I mean, there's different limudim we learn out. One is birchas Torah, lefonel, and one is answering amen on a bracha. Answering amen on a bracha and saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloylem Vod during the Hashem Hashem is a different din. Because amen is after the bracha. Faket, amen during the bracha is amen yesoyma, stuma. You can't say amen before or too much after. You can't say during. It has to be dafka after. Here it's a din of during. So it's a different lomdus. One is during the Shem Hashem, that's when you have to say Baruch Shem. And here it's after you finish the Shem Hashem to say Omen, meaning Halavai, on the Baruch itself.
So over here in the Gemara is before that the Mashmois of Kishim Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel means when I'm going to say Hashem's name, you, Klal Yisrael, should be Goydel Elokeinu.
Right.
Right? So Lefizeh, how do you take out of that Berachas HaTorah? Berachas HaTorah should be like, if you say Hashem's name, then I should make a Baruch. Not if I say Hashem's name, I should make the
problem. Right. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havagol Elokeinu, is when we learn Torah, Kishem, when the Shem Hashem is said, then Havagol, you have to make a Birchas HaTorah beforehand. Right. Baruch Lefonel. Hear it two different things. I mean, if you hear something, then you have to do something.
Right. If I say it, then you should
right.
do it.
Different limud. Different limud.
How does it shtum with the
Diyak? What's the Diyak of Pasuk? What? That it's another person?
When I will say Hashem's name, Hobu, you shall give...
Lashon Rabim. Lashon Rabim.
Whatever, yeah.
Unless the vart is that Torah is Oisis of the Eibishter, right? It's brought down that all the words in the Torah is Tzilufim of the Eibishter's name. So, Kishem Hashem Ekro, when you learn Taka, when you learn Torah, and the Shem Hashem is being learned and said, so then Hobu Goydel, you have to make a Birchas HaTorah beforehand. All going on you. Kishem Hashem Echo, when the name of the Eibishter is being proclaimed by a Limud HaTorah that you're doing, then Hovu Goydel, then you, Klal Yisrael, have to make a Birchas HaTorah beforehand. It's not me versus you, it's the Metzius of the Shem Hashem that's being Ekra through your learning. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah. Bola Lemizach HaZorah. The last Mishnah we said that he came to the Eitzel Poroi, and Poroi was Ben Ulam Lemizbeach, and that was by the Tzofen side. So now he's going back for the Goyrolois, he's going towards the Mizrach of the Azorah. That's the Boloi Lemizrach Azorah. So Rashi Choyzel HaChoyrov Letzad Mizrach Somach LePesach Shloim Machnisim HaSeirim LaHagil Elo Shiu B'Toy Chol HaZorah Kirsi V'Hemra Oysim Fnei Hashem. Aval Loi LeKarvan Kokach Letzad HaHechol Ad Shiu Bolo Shoichtoi Shchita took place more often, but now we're talking about the Hagrola. The Hagrola, they were in the Cholol Azorah, so you had to back up towards the Mizrach. So Zok the Mishnah Bolol Mizrach Azorah, which was Litzofen Hamizbeach, and Rashi points out over here. The Afagav the Loi Shochet Lehocha, even though you're not shechting it over here, Mikomokom Kol Maisof Tun Litzofen, Vashminon Shein Tzofen Connect Mizrach Hamizbeach. It doesn't say Connect Mizrach Hamizbeach. It says Mizrach HaZorah, and Einich and I mean it's out of Shechita, but the mice has to be Tzofen. Again, Bolo le Mizrach HaZorah, he comes to the Mizrach of the HaZorah, Tzofen HaMizbeach, so Asgan mi Yaminoi, this Gan is on his right. V'Rosh Beis Av, Rosh Beis Av is, if not for Yom Kippurim, then the Rosh Beis Av will be doing the Avoida. On Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol does the Avoida. So the Rosh Beis Av is Mismoiloi, on his left. V'shom shnei seirim, there's two seirim over there. One is Lashem and one is Lazozel. V'kalpi oisashom, there was a kalpi, a lot, a box with the two tickets, two names. V'kalpi oisashom, ubo shnei goyrolois, shel eshkeroi hoyu. Eshkeroi is a type of wood. V'oson ben gamlo shel zov. And ben gamlo upgraded it, he made it from gold. V'oy maskirin oisel shvach, the maskir shel shvach, that he made this from gold. Ben Kotin, he also did something l'shvach. Also, Yud Beis Dad l'kiyor. He made 12 spouts for the kiyor. Shloi Hoyo Loi Eloshnaim. Originally, there was only two. Now he made 12. The Gemara earlier said we had the Rashi that said that, or the Gemara, I mean, said that he made 12 is a raya that the Gemara is Suffolk. Who is the Mekabel? Is the Zurich the Mekabel or is the Shoichet the Mekabel of the Dam? And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that the Zurich is the Mekabel. Because if it's the Shoichet that's the Mekabel, then the Shoichet has to ultimately, even though Shechitah Ksher Bazar would have to be a Kohen, then you would have to have 13 spouts. Because the Shoichet is not part of the equation of the 12. Cheshbonis that we made. So it's a raya that was a raya that Zurich is Mekabel, so Taka 12. Hind that the Shoichet is Ksher Bazar. So over there, Rashi says, then who adin, if the shekel is a kohen, it doesn't require kiddush adayim raglayim. Because once it's kosher bazar, so even though today you have a kohen, it's not the avoida that it requires kiddush adayim raglayim. So ben katan also yud beis dan the kish lahoy loy elosh adayim rishon, but only two. Now, why is this not considered moisif on the kalim she'osa moisha? We notice the tavnis of moisha abenu. So either you can say that the kli is not mishtana, the kli is the same kir. You know, you're just adding spouts, faucets, spouts. It's not changing the etzim kli. Or Ramban Alatera clearly says that the whole din of tavnis moisha, they're not allowed to change, ketavnisom, is specifically said on the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach azov. It's not said on kir. So Mela, it's not shver that ben kotin also, even if you change it. Ve'afu also muchni lekir. What did you say? No, the din of the kalim, tavnis. Kolbik sav is on the binyan. On the kalim, ketavnisom is only on the Ramban. Rashi argues, I think, over there. But the Ramban clearly says that it's only on three, on the shulchan, menorah, and the mizbech azov. Zog the Mishnah, va'af hu osam muchni lekir. He made a muchni. A muchni was an apparatus because the kir's water would become posibilina. So in order to prevent from posibilina, you put it into something that it went back into the ground. So now the question is, when you put it back in the ground, there's no psulina because it joins the other waters again. Mm-hmm. The question is, we know by truma there's a din that mishmeres tumoisai. You have to make sure it doesn't become tome. You have to make sure it remains in its status. Here you're taking the maim kadosh and making it ois kodesh. Why is that not considered? See over here, Al-Kopan Dachrim talk about this, that on the mayim, even though it's kadoshim, it's not the same din that you're not allowed to take it away from its status, because you're taking and you're making it behead you that it's not kedoshim anymore, so there won't be psulina. But by trumas, theoretically, if you take something, oh, truma, that's a chisorni, mishmeres to loisai. You don't have mishmeres on something that's kodesh, vice versa on the water, because you're making it ois kodesh.
All this water was kind for kiddush adayim raglayim. It wasn't stam, they didn't drink from this water.
I can understand, but it has a kedusha of kiddush adayim raglayim. So it would have been possibilina. The reason why it's not possibilina is because you're being mavatlid back to the water, the natural spring. So why is there not a chisorn in mishmeres in keeping the status of what it is? So vice versa, the din mishmeres is nishke zokt on the, something that's kodesh, at least on the water. The state. Because otherwise, what are you gaining? Yes, an obsulina, but what you're being mevatel the din kedusha shaboy. Va'afu also muchni lekir shaloi yu meim of nisolim belina. Zokt the mishnah mumas hamelech ha'yoyse kol yodas hakelim shem kipurim. Mumas hamelech made all the yodas of kelim yom kippur shal zov. V'hilni ima, his mother hilni amalko. Also nivreshes, he made a menorah shalzov al Pesach Hekel, and the Pesach Hekel was a menorah. Va'af he also tavlosh made a plaque shalzov shepash tzaita ksuva aleo. The pash of tzaita was written on it. What was the purpose of pash tzaita? So when instead of taking out a sefer Torah and writing the pash tzaita, when you needed it, you look at the plaque and you follow. Naknor, niknor, nasu nisim ledal soisov. The Gemara is going to explain later. The nes vayimaskir nos el shvach, and they kept it the way it was. They didn't make that gold, they kept it, the bronze, whatever it was, the shvach for the whole story that took place, the Gemara is going to say. Zog the Gemara, midikom letzofen ha-mizbeach, it says to the tzofen ha-mizbeach, bolo le-mizach ha-zorah, letzofen ha-mizbeach, it's mashmah the mizbeach itself, it doesn't say le-mizach ha-mizbeach, but the mizbeach is in tzofen. It says letzofen ha-mizbeach, the mizbeach is before the tzofen point. We have a machlokes, how far in from the Durim is the kevesh start, that it does it end of the mizbeach hit the tzofen, or is it before the tzofen? So the fact that it says letzofen hamizbeach is mashma not to the mizrach of the mizbeach is mashma michal the mizbeach la betzofen koi. It's a tzofen of the mizbeach. The mizbeach is not in tzofen yet. If the mizbeach is in tzofen, then it's to the mizrach of the mizbeach. The fact that the tzofen of the mizbeach is mashma that the mizbeach itself is not in tzofen yet. Michlam is Bechla Betzofen Koi. So who is this light money? Rabbi Lozben Yankovi. The Tanya. Tzvoyne Lefne Hashem. What does it mean, Tzvoyne Lefne Hashem? This is the Pasuk of a Shachat Oysi Yechim is Bech Tzvoyne Lefne Hashem. She Tzofen Kuloi Ponui. The whole Tzofen is Ponui. There's no Mizbech over there. It's Ponui. Divik Rabbi Lozben Yankov. He held that the midpoint where it starts Tzofen was before the Mizbech and the before that. It was totally Ponui. Zogt Gemara v'horeisha. It says clearly in the last Mishnah that the power was ben ulam mizbeach was Rabbi Lozben Reb Shimoni. Then over there we said that the mizbeach was yes in the tzofen because you have to be ben ulam mizbeach and you have to be in the tzofen. So we see that the part of the mizbeach was in tzofen. Zogt Gemara kula Rabbi Lozben ben Yankovi loylam it's ganzer Rabbi Lozben ben Yankov both mishnayos v'toni bebeinu ulam. Ulam Mizbeach, meaning like Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Not that it was actually Ben Ulam Mizbeach in the last Mishnah, the power, but it was like it was Ben Ulam Mizbeach, but Ulam was still before it hit the Tzofen. Zog di Gemara. Hasgan. Oh. Hasgan b'yamin of Rosh Beisab b'smoyloi. Oh my God, Yidah Malach l'min Rabbi, someone walks on the right of his Rebbe, Hareza Bur, Tzlam Ha'oretz. Tanan, Fekim Arkasha, Hasgan b'yaminoi. Says clearly this can be a minoy. V'roish b'zab b'smoyloi. So he's being minoy. One kasha. Now, obviously, the Kohen Gadol is in the middle. That's the difference. But the Maran is asking, Yamin is a boor. So how's this can be a minoy? Tzveitens, v'oi, tanya shloishoi malchim b'derech, hara b'emza, golo be a minoy. Golo, from between the right and the left, the golo be a minoy. I is the rav is b'emza. What happened to the Yamin? V'kotem b'smoyloi. V'chem b'tzin b'shloish b'malchim b'shoges. Shabo yitzel avrom michol b'emza. Michol was in the middle, and he was bigger. And Gavriel b'yaminoi. I, why is he b'yamin? V'chol b'smoyloi. And t'mo tigma rav shmul b'apopa kamed rav ader, k'dei shiskase b'raboy. It means that it wasn't mamish on the right, but rather it was k'dei shiskase b'raboy, he was behind him. And like this, it would be covered, so to speak. So what does behind help? And so the mitzvah that today you're behind, but you're not mamish behind. You're on the side behind, and that's the hechatimtzah where it's not considered a bur or gas eruch when you're behind and the right. The kalpi hoyts shomu boshem shnei gorolis. Ton rabbanu v'nos aron shnei asirim gorolis. It says loshen rabim gorolis. Zogemal gorolis shall call dover, meaning it can be made from anything. Yochit and shneim azev shneim azev. Maybe gorolis loshen rabim. You have to put Lashem and Lazozel on each one of them. Shnayim alzev, shnayim alzev. Tamalome goyel echel Hashem. No, it says Lashem Yochid afterwards. Goyel Hashem, goyel Lazozel. Enkan Lashem el goyel echel. There's only one. Meaning, Gemara's how many was? Maybe two Lashems and two Lazozels. Enkan el Lashem el goyel echod. Enkan Lazozel echod. So maybe not. Gemara says. So Enkan it's not two Lashems and two Lazozel, but Yochid in shame, meaning one of shame, and Vishal Azozel alzev. Maybe each sawyer should have a shame Hashem and Azazel. Vishal shame, Vishal Azazel Azazel. Tamalami Gurgal Echod Hashem. Enkan Hashem al Echod. Venkan Azazel Echod. So ultimately, it's only one sawyer with Hashem and one Azazel. In Kamatamal Gurgal is what Lashon Ram Gurgal is. She was shoven, you have to be equal. She has Echot Azov, Echot Kesef, to be different material. Echot Gol, Echot, one large, one small. Gurgal is. Shall call dover. It could be edit material. Pshita. So Gemara Yitzchicha L'chitanya. Fishamatina B'tzitz Hashem Kosev Olof. We find by the tzitz. Vu shall zov. So Yochel Avzeh, Cain. Maybe it should be also, just like by the tzitz says Shem Hashem. Or where it says Lashem, maybe the Lashem has to be Davka Zov. Tamalami Goyel Riba, meaning any material. Riba shall zayz, Riba shall egos, Riba shall eshkroya. Ven kotin also shnei maso dod lekir. Ven todi made 12 dods. 12 faucets. Meaning that should do vasachas. Tono shachis b'miluyoi when it was still full. So mekadesh yodav ragam in the elyon, the upper spot. Aves b'iridosoi mekadesh yodav ragam in the tachtoin. Va'af rosa muchni lekior my muchni. What's his apparatus? Omer Abaya Gilgalo. It was a Gilgal, this apparatus that you can lower it. Dava mishakalei, you would lower it into the water, so it shouldn't become psul belina. Zok Rashi Muchni, Mefaz b'gemora, this is Rashi in the Mishnah. Mefaz b'gemora, galgal l'shakoy boy b'bor, shiu meimob m'chuborim li'meim ya'kir. V'ilo ya'ave, and if not for this, mifla belina, l'fishe kitshoy b'kli. Oh, so Zok Rashi, it was kodesh b'kli, v'loy kovet kotshimu li'posel mayim kadoshim. Meaning, There's a bizoyin in kochim to let it become possibilino. V'loy kovet kochim li posel mayim kedoshim. Now, even though I can take the water after it became posel and switch it to new water, There's no, you can fix it. It's amendable. Yes, it became possible. Lamais is possible, you know. Take other waters. What's the problem? Why do you have to have all apparatus to make sure it doesn't become possible, you know? State on Rashi. Yes, you can correct it by putting mayim acherim. But lamais of like covet kochim li posel mayim kedoshim. There's a bizoyan if you make mayim kedoshim, let it become posel, and that's what you need is apparatus. Now the chiddush is there's no din of mishmeres to remain beknushosoy in putting it in status of making it chol. That what? Oh, you're saying klape the din of mishmeres and klape the din of what of letting it become possible and then putting in new waters. So you're saying it's better to what?
It's better to
we take away the kedusha
and get it back to being potentially nachamol mayim for the kier instead of just making it possible and then have to
and being machlef with others. Anytime that would be a reason why the mishmeres over here.
The mishmeres is good for mechayev. To take away the Kedusha.
So even though it's not keeping it in its status, because the other choice is the best of both, the worst, so to speak. Meaning it's better to remove the Kedusha by putting it back into the Ma'ayon and not having a kiyum din of Mishmeres, so to speak, on the Kedusha of the water, versus letting it become Possibilina, which is the Bizoyan, and then you have to be Machlev of the water. But it's still a Chiddush, because maybe the Din Mishmeres would require that you only have the amount of water that you Mekadesh for what you use. Just like Kochim, you have to eat it up, that shouldn't become Possibilina. The water you have to use up and be Mekadesh based on the amount of Kanim that you have. And if you have a little extra, you have to use it in order that shouldn't become pasolina. So the Chiddush says, no, that we created this apparatus and now obviously this is the situation you're in now. You have extra water. But we created this apparatus not just for a b'dievet case when you have extra water, meaning we didn't make you have that you have to try to finish the water every time. Otherwise, the whole apparatus would only be for a b'dievet case when you have water left over. It seems like this we just created for a metzias that you always have, that you have extra water. And not the pshat to be the evidica situation that you're in right now. There was no requirement to finish the water every day, just like you have to finish kochim every day. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the moment.